We continue our reading of the prophecy of Isaiah. We come to chapter 2 on page 722 in your pew Bible. Now, in these early chapters, Isaiah is making the covenant lawsuit from God. God has a quarrel with Jerusalem and with Judah, namely sin and idolatry. And he's advancing that quarrel in this chapter. Now, basically what he says is that God gave you silver and gold, and you turned them into idols. You fashioned false gods, and you bowed down before them. And for that, there's, and the byproducts of it, there's severe condemnations here. It's going to end in God's judgment. There is a day of the Lord set aside to cast down that which is proud and lofty. Now, that's the fall of Jerusalem in 587 BC, but that's a picture of what is yet future to us, the final judgment, when that will be on a cosmic scale. Now, the question is, what has God given us that we bow down to? Has he given us power, money, lifestyles, recreation, beauty? These things are not to be our gods. We're not to worship them. We're not to protect and serve them. We're to be stewards of them to the Lord. And he judges this idolatry in this chapter. Stop regarding man, he concludes. What is man? We're going to hear a sermon today about beholding God. That's Isaiah's perspective. But at the beginning of this chapter, he gives one of the great prophecies of the Old Testament. It's repeated in the book of Micah, that the Lord is going to lift up the mountain of the house of the Lord above all the other hills. He's going to make the church a city on the hill, shining out the light of the gospel. While this is going on in history, the gospel's going out, and it's a beautiful picture. Many nations and many peoples shall come, and they shall say, come, let us go up the mountain of the Lord to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his ways. That's what's going on in history. This is the role we have. We are not here as a church to build our empires for ourselves. We are to be this city shining out the light, that the ingathering would come in, and it's what's happening in history. How exciting it is. And that promise concludes, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the second chapter of Isaiah. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have rejected your people, the house of Jacob, because they are full of things from the east and of fortune tellers like the Philistines, and they strike hands with the children of foreigners. Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end of their treasures, and their land is filled with horses. There is no end of their chariots. Their land is filled with idols. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made. So man is humbled, and each one is brought low. Do not forgive them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty. The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. For the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Against all the cedars of Lebanon, lofty and lifted up, and against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the lofty mountains, against all the uplifted hills, against every high tower, against every fortified wall, against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all the beautiful craft. And the haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the lofty pride of men shall be brought low, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. And the idols shall utterly pass away, and peoples shall enter the caves of the rocks and from the holes of the ground, from before the terror of the Lord, and from the splendor of his majesty when he rises to terrify the earth. In that day, mankind will cast away their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to enter the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the hills, from before the terror of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty when he rises to terrify the earth. Stop regarding man, in whose nostrils is breath, for of what account is he? The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.